الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعض فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم جعلناك على شريعة من الأمر فاتبعها ولا تتبع سبيل الذين لا يعلمون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام بعث بالدين الحنفية السمحاء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام
Brothers, Muhammad, please meet with all the caps, if you can please follow the caps. The sunnah of the masjid is, especially on Fridays, that we follow the saf on the front and then the back as such. So those who come late, we don't always step the necks of those who are mashallah sitting already in the masjid as such. This will create a lot of ease for everyone. It's a sin to overstep the necks of a musalli or a person sitting in the masjid. It is an etiquette of good character is that we should be sensitive. All I mentioned, when a person is sensitive to his brother's need or the people around him, whether it be Muslim or non-Muslim, only then you will have good character. This is a source of all good character, is to be sensitive. Whether we are speaking or whether we are parking our car or whether in the house we are throwing our clothes on the ground for the maid to pick it up or whether we leave something open that may cause harm to someone. The root of all good character is to be sensitive. This is the crux of good character. So humble please made on special Friday brothers that we follow the stuff from the front. We've got an attitude problem, we are very humble. Someone asked me one day morning, which mother you people follow? So as you follow, we're following the humbly mother. We try to be humble. So humbleness is a good quality, but not everywhere. Where Sharia tells you to do something, you have to do it. Whether the people say no or yes, you do it. So here Sharia has said it was fold the stuff on the front. You fold the stuff on the front. There's no book here. You find in New York, and when it's prime time or prime season, the Jews, they pay prime prices for the, what do you call, for the front seats. Maybe if it's $100 or a couple hundred dollars normal time. When it's peak season for the actual times for Ibadat, they pay maybe a couple of $1,000 for the front seat. Here we get free seats in front, mashallah. And we don't want it. And you know the hadith of Rasulullah himself said, Talatun, the three things people come to know is rewards. They will draw lots. So the quality of humbleness is at the right place and the right time and the right measure. This is very important. Anyhow, coming to subject matter. Brothers, you are all aware, in our country very soon, our Muslim personal law, we call it MPL, Muslim personal law, will be recognized, inshallah. We know over the last 200-300 years, what was our situation in this country? That our marriages and our children weren't legal. I mean, those who are 40 and 50 and 60 and who have gone through this set of affairs for the last so many years, and even your inheritance also was a big problem. And many, many problems they had when it came to a court of law regarding divorce, talaq, and many other laws that pertain to the Muslims, especially the family laws, you find they were big problems. Alhamdulillah, Jal Ulama, with the Ulama of Transvaal and the Cape also collectively, and some of the lawyers also, they've worked together with the government to get this thing recognized for the last three years now. And they've, alhamdulillah, gone quite far in this thing by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, just in a small brief history about the Muslim personal law in the various countries. And secondly, is what is Muslim personal law? Before we start with what is happening, the history, let's first, what is Muslim personal law? Normally, those laws with regard to the family, like nikah, talaq, and after talaq, maintaining the wife, I mean the children of the wife, not the wife itself, the children, and who will have the children, little children after divorce. And of course, many other laws regarding talaq, where this fasq goes to a qazi, Islamic judge, a Muslim judge nowadays with the Jamia there. or khula, where the woman offers her dowry back to the husband. The husband doesn't want to give a talaq and he's not living with her on an equitable basis, as the Quran says, that they do not follow, they do not, they feel they cannot uphold Allah's commandments, so they must separate. But the husband doesn't want to separate, he's a zalim, he doesn't want to separate from the wife. So the wife gives him his dowry back, or something more even. We call it khula. Khula means to take off the clothing. So take off the nikah, the cloth of nikah from your, in other words, from her neck, to get free from the husband. This comes under talaq also, and under khula, and of course, fasakh, with the qazi, Islamic judge, annuls the nikah as such, and now of course we've got the jamiats in the various provinces and the ulama as such. Then you have, of course, your inheritance, mirath, with all these branches. You know, inheritance is a very great thing, a very big subject. It's called half of ilm. The Quran has mentioned in detail the shares of the shareholders. The Quran didn't mention the detail of namaz. Subhanallah. It didn't mention the how many rakats of fajr, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, and ishai. But it's mentioned in detail the share of the parents. If the husband is there, and if the wife got children, he gets quarter. If there's no children, he gets half. The wife, the husband got children, the wife gets quarter. If there's no children, if the children, she gets one eighth. Likewise, she has the mother, the father, the male children, female children, grandfather, etc. The details are mentioned, of course, in the Quran and Sunnah. Who deprives who, completely or partially, that's mentioned, etc. Those details you can learn from the ulama. As I said, we have to learn it also. Hadith said, "Ta'allamu faraid," learn knowledge of faraid, that is the knowledge of inheritance, "wa'allimu an-nas," and teach it to the mankind. "Fa'innu makbud," because I will soon be taken away from this dunya. Another hadith said it's called half of ilm. It is half of knowledge. Another hadith said the first knowledge to be raised up from this ummah is the knowledge of inheritance. And if you look at the, truly speaking, a couple of years ago I spoke to one doctor, I asked him, how many, you are 35 years to 40 years now listening to a Jummah bayan, when last did you hear about the of inheritance, of encourage that you bring your miras, your estate according to Sharia? Let me warn you something. This inheritance, but is a very, 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 may I carry on? Very, the whole bayan, very, very serious matter. It's not a small thing. Allah has mentioned khulud. He has promised everlasting Jahannam in not three places, but three categories of people in the Quran Sharif. Khulud, everlasting. You know Khalid, someone's name is Khalid, everlasting. One is the kafir and the mushrik. If he dies on shirk and dies on kufr, whoever he may be, whether he was a Muslim in his lifetime, but he rejected Islam, then this person everlasting in Jahannam, or he died on a tribe to Allah partner. Whether he may be a Muslim in name, but he worshipped the graveyards, those in the Qabristan, this person will be Jahannam forever, if he died on it. Secondly is, the one who kills a believer intentionally, believing it is okay. وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاءُ جَهَنَّمْ. Whoever kills a believer intentionally, Allah says, he's jazai Jahannam, and the ayah carries on, خَالِدًا فِيهَا. The word khulud, khalid, khalidan fiha, he will dwell in forever. Second place also you find in the Quran. And the third place is, وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. Whoever exceeds Allah, Allah mentions the laws of inheritance, means all the share of the shareholders. Then he says, after saying, تِلْكَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ, whoever obeys Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul, يُدْخِلُ جَنَّاتِ, you enter into many, 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 many gardens. Under which rivers flows, rivers of milk, honey, wine, and water. Coming from oceans of water, oceans of wine, oceans of honey, and oceans of milk. Hadith of Rasulullah SAW. Then further Quran gives a warning. After giving the beautiful virtue, it gives a warning. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. Whoever goes beyond Allah's limits, Allah also got these borders. You go over a country without the passport, without the visa, we know what's the consequences. We know how many foreigners in our country are in jail at the moment and ready to be deported. We know what's happening. And those who keep them, they have to pay 20,000 and 30,000 and 40,000, whatever the fine may be. So Allah also with his borders. So he says, يُدْخِلُ نَارًا, you will enter into a fire خَالِدًا فِي, dwelling in forever. So this inheritance is not a small issue. People who are big boys, we know of people who made namaz throughout their life. Fasting, mashallah, they were masters. Umrah, virtually every second in Makkah Mukarramah. Nothing wrong with this ibadah. We don't find fault with the ibadah. Ibadah is on its place. But imagine now, you are giving the whole world charity and your wife, which is farz, to look after her. I'm just giving an example now. You don't maintain her, which is farz. Everyone will say this person is a foolish person. What is farz comes first. So this poor fellow, he was a very pious man, known to be pious by the whole community. But unfortunately, he didn't understand the laws of inheritance. He never spent time with the ulama and find out what is the haq. The haq is there. The haq is not hidden from anyone. The point is, like we go to a lawyer, we make time. We go to a doctor, if we are sick, we make time. If we have any problem with our car, we make time for that. In a similar fashion, we have to make time to find out what the Sharia says about my inheritance, or if my will is thrown up according to Sharia. It's important, brothers. It's very, very, very important. This inheritance is not a small issue. So this person unfortunately deprived his daughter from their lawful share. The lawful share which Sharia has specified it and has fixed it, this poor fellow with all his piety. And the hadith say a person 6 years of ibadat is wiped out with depriving one share holder of his estate. 60 years of namaz and fasting and hajj and zakat is deprived, brothers, of a person who deprives one person whose share is fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tilka hududullah. That is the limits of Allah ta'ala. It is his limits. You cannot go beyond it. Like namaz, we do not go before the imam. We understand, إِذَا كَبَّرَ الْإِمَامُ فَكَبِّرُوا. When imam say Allahu Akbar, say Allahu Akbar. We don't say before the imam Allahu Akbar. We understand that. So this inheritance is a very important part of our Sharia. There's no law in the Quran, neither salah, neither fasting, neither hajj, not even zakat, the 2.5% mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Subhanallah. Not even the zakat, it is 2.5% of your wealth, is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Nabi of Allah, of course, the Quran Sharif is sent down as a reminder to you, لِتُبَيْنَ لِلنَّاسِ. He said, you Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through your words. For example, صلوا كما تصلي أصلي. Make salah, as you may make through your words, you may be clear to them. And through your action. Sahaba says that Prophet Muhammad so and so, they did like this, so and so, they did like that. He made wuzu like this, he made, gave zakat, took zakat from the person, to the person, like in this particular manner. That is the action. So you may explain to the making clearly through your words, as the hadith explained to us, and through his action, and through his takrir. Takrir means, not Urdu takrir, of course. This is Arabic takrir. Takrir means that the action is done in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sahaba does it and he keeps quiet. Nabi can never keep quiet. Nabi do not see any creation. An Ali may fear. He may be outnumbered, and someone may speak against the deen and he may keep quiet on it. Or do something and he may keep quiet for whatever reason. His life may fear his life, whatever reason. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Those who convey Allah's messages, Allah referring to Anbiya alayhi salam and the Rusul, وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ, and they fear him alone, وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. They fear none besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Anbiya alayhi salam, and especially Rasulullah s.a.w. can never keep quiet. So when he does keep quiet, it shows that the action is tacitly approved by Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Sahaba, they ate guana in his presence. And he pushed it aside. He pushed it aside and he never ate from it. So this is Nabi Sunnah. So Allah said, لِتُبَيْهِنَا لِلنَّاسِ, that you, O Muhammad, may explain clearly to the mankind. The word bayan comes with bayin, to separate. That through your bayan, you separate what is guidance from misguidance. So through your words, Mubarak words, through your Mubarak actions, and through your tacit approval, you may explain to the mankind مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what has been revealed to them gradually over 23 years. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and they may also ponder what has been revealed to them. Quran says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَىٰ, establish namaz. Nabi has said, how to make salah? صَلُّ, make salah كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِ يُصَلِّ, like you see making salah. Nabi was told, Ya ayyuhan nabi, idha talaqtum nisa'un nabi, when you people divorce the woman, fatalliquhunna li'iddatihinna, divorce the woman while facing the iddat. While the qubli, the woman explained, while facing the iddat, which means when they are pure and park, give them the, of course, the best talak is you give them one when they are pure. Only one talak you give. This doesn't mean I'm telling you to give you talak. Please, brothers, understand well. Talak, we should know about it. We know about poison, but no one says go drink poison. We know about the gun, but no one says use the gun everywhere. It is used in the right place, at the right time, in the right measure. In the same way also, we should know the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi also, when a woman came to him, he married this woman. According to Imam Qalbi, he married about 15 women he married. And of course, he divorced two. So one woman, one of the two was Mutahara, told him that Prophet likes when he marries a woman on the first night, when Laylatul Zifaf, we call it the first night, when a bride comes to him, that she must say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minka. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from you. I seek refuge in Allah from you. He made a joke with her. So when she said these words, when Sayyidina Muhammad came in her room, Hazrat Muhammad said, you are so refuge in someone great. Il haki bi ahlihi. He gave her a talaq called talaq, which is kinaya. There's two types of talaq. One is called clear cut words, sarih. The word talaq, divorce, is used. And one is called kinaya. The word is alluded to. You use words. Otherwise, you go to your fipya and don't see you again. Or count your iddat. Or see if your womb is clear from my water. Or whatever. There's a lot of words which can be utilized. I won't try to give you the details now. These are in the fiqh kitab and ulama. So here, Sayyidina Muhammad gave a talaq whilst he was park. He used the kinai words. He explained practically the, what shall we say? He explained practically the Quranic ayah, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu idha talaqtumun nisa. Of course, we not say you must give talaq for every reason. Sharia is like the usul is this. Hunna libasul lakum antum libasul lahun. These women are a cloth for you, and you are a cloth for them. Clothing gives you beauty. He makes you handsome, and it gives you warmth, protection against all kind of shame, and there are many other tafsirs ulama have taken out from this particular ayah. So the asal of nikah is that you should remain. They say life is for wife, a wife is for life, wife is for life. So what I'm trying to say is, in a nutshell, these are the few areas which pertain to Muslim personal law, likewise contracts, business dealings, and many and gifts. And many other areas which I haven't time to elaborate now on the Muslim personal law. So alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, we know many Muslim countries got their independence, and they had the Western law in many countries, in Algeria, Tunisia, and many other parts, and gradually they moved towards Islamic Sharia law. And in those countries where Muslim were minorities, we find that eventually they try to establish their own Shari courts, like you find in Singapore, and also you find in India, in many places in Orissa, they got their own Shari courts, where the ulama, who are qazis, who are trained as qazis, as judges, they administer the law according to the Sharia, which is the maqsood of Khilafatullah fil Ard. Allah says, but Dawud, we have made you our Khalifa and serve this earth, لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Tell you, بِالْحَقِّ you may judge between the mankind with justice. This is the purpose of Khilafatullah fil Ard, that the man individually and as a family and as a society, they may judge their life according to Allah's reveal of truth, brothers. This is the point of the Pearl of Khilafat. So in this country also, we are now in that process, we are moving towards that process. Of course, there's a few obstacles in this path, and Allah has put the obstacles there for reasons also, so that we may strive. If nothing there, brothers, if there's no obstacle in this path of deen, what reward are we going to get? Allah Ta'ala wants us to utilize our brains and utilize our energies so that we may strive for this deen like the Chechens are striving at the moment in Chechnya. This Ummah is meant for striving. They haven't come in this world to enjoy themselves. Their enjoyment is, by the way, like when a person goes to Makkah Mukarrama, he sees Makkah, he sees all the beautiful places, Mina, Arafah, Muzdalifah. But that is by the way. It's like when you marry a woman, she comes with a dowry, but no one in his right mind marries a woman for a dowry. It is by the way. Imagine now some person is wise enough to marry only for a dowry, and in all days, Fatabarakallah, Asanul Khalikin, Blessed be Allah Ta'ala who has made this woman master in the best of forms. No one does that. So we have come in this earth here to strive and struggle. So alhamdulillah, Amal also, the Muslim lawyers and accountants with some ulama, they had a program for 9 days regarding Muslim personal law. And under the Muslim personal law comes evidence, because you go to deliver, a woman has to give evidence and a man has to give evidence. Under that comes shahada, the law of evidence, which the Quran alhamdulillah is head. Our sharia covers every aspect. We've spoken to the lawyers and they told us, we never knew. We always thought the sunnah is pertaining towards a beard, towards miswak. That's important, brothers. Don't look down upon it, please. Every sunnah, you look down upon it, you'll lose your iman. A thing may be sunnah, but once you make istighfar, you look down upon it, iman is gone. Wallahi, if you think established by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is sunnah from him, established from him. And anyone looks down upon it, iman is gone. Even though he may be called muttaqin, eyes of the entire universe. Very serious matter. We may be lazy people, don't want to practice on a particular thing, that is there. We ask Allah, forgive me for that, give me tawfiq to act. Make me maaf. I'm a sinner, I'm a wrongdoer, and neglectful, but make me maaf, but I won't look down for any Nabi Sunnah. But Nabi Sunnah is comprehensive. It covers every aspect of your life, of witness, of evidence, of qada, of judgments, and proof, you know what, bayna mutah hadith say, the one who makes a claim, bring a proof. If he's got no claim, whether it's verbal proof, or whether it is written proof, whatever proof it may be, or a property is there, or a car is there, or money is there, or there's people as evidence, whatever the proof may be. The one who brings, who makes a claim, he must bring a proof. And the one who a claim is made against him, he will have to take an oath. Of course, he also can bring a proof, nothing wrong with that. So this is now Shari courts, which is part of Muslim personal law, which will eventually have to come into existence. Of course, how it's going to work, where the kuffar will be running our court, like in India, in many cases also the kuffar are running the courts, and they, with the ulama's guidance, many times they do their own thing also. They give it, one judgment they gave in India, that a woman must be given the maintenance after the iddat of three menstruations. They give the usul, the sharia ruling is this, after the iddat, woman will get maintenance. So they gave, mashallah, that don't, as long as you're married, you must support her. So the ulama saw this trouble in India, and they, of course, they came together and they tried to sort out this matter as such. So likewise here also, this journey has started, and the road is still quite long. It's not so far away, alhamdulillah. It's within sight now. But there will be obstacles. So what is the need of the hour is that we have to understand what is happening. We have to learn Islamic Sharia. The most important thing is that me and you must make this Quran our judge. And Nabi Muhammad SAW our judge. The Quran says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ Allah says, no, by your Rabb. Allah doesn't take an oath by Allah Ta'ala much. There's very few places, but here he takes an oath. Falah says, no, wa rabbika by your Rabb. La yu'min, they haven't got iman. Allah says, they haven't got iman. Hatta yuhakimuka, until they make you a judge. Fima shadra bainam, in that we did dispute. The word shadra comes to the word tree. Not in the branches. There's no argument in the branches. That's why the fuqaha, they differ. Don't feel the difference is in matter of belief or in our principles. The matter is in shajara. Shajara means a tree. The branches you can differ. But Allah says they won't be a good iman unless they make you a judge in all their disputes. That's number one. Number two is, ثُمَّ لَا يُفِي أَبْدُ حَرَجَ. Then they find in their heart no kind of, any kind of straightness. No man. This Islamic law, I'm getting here only one aid as a lady. It may either go to the Western law, equality of the sexes there. This is a big problem in our constitution, equality. I don't even think they know what's mean equality, even those who made the draw of this law as such. The point is not as a general eye, when it pertains to myself at a given case where my interest is at stake. This is the problem, brothers. So the Quran says, until the second is, they don't find any kind of straightness to your judgment. And thirdly is, وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا, and with Allah say with emphasis, they submit mind, body and soul to your commandment. Our Sharia is very vast. The Hadith say that I've been raised up with this deen with two main qualities. That the deen is samha, it is hanafiya, it is free from all kinds of shirk, partnership. Allah is wahdahu la sharika in his zat, in his qualities, in his names, and also in his actions, in all his ahkam. Ahkam of two types, Shari ahkam, the Shari laws is alone, there's no lawmaker like his law. And thirdly is, secondly is that his destiny is taqdeer, which is decreed for the person, he's got no part in his destiny, which is decreed for his creation. So he is wahdahu la sharika in these matters. That's the first main principle. The second principle is that the deen is samha, It is very, very easy. It is not difficult. It is a deen based upon yusr, on ease. Of course, there's no ease in guna. Guna is guna, sin. It's harmful, it's poison. But in the laws itself, in nikah, in talaq, in even in the hudud, the corporal punishment, the law which is fixed, where if you're in a Muslim country, then the judge will seal the hand, the thief's hand is cut off. If it has to be cut off according to the proof which is established, a person has committed zina and is married, and the proof is established through his own confession, or some four witnesses have seen the action being done, like a surma stick goes into a bottle, surma bottle, and they are just according to both internally they've investigated and externally investigated by the qazi who appoints a man for that job, the muzakki. So this corporal punishment, brothers, I forgot what I was supposed to say, my mind slipped up now, what I was supposed to get it. But anyway, what I'm saying is that the Sharia is very easy. It's based upon yusr, ease, and samha. So the most important thing is that we have to understand Muslim personal law, because this pertains to us. It pertains to those people who are married, those who are going to give talaq, those who are going to money for inheritance. As namaz is farz upon the person's baligh, as those who got money, they will give go for hajj and give zakat. As those are farz, likewise, the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, it is farz upon me and you. So it may do Allah Ta'ala give service the Muslim person of his country. Secondly, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand it correctly. And most importantly, Allah grant us to judge in all our judgments according to the Quran and Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also we repair the Muslim Ummah and our ladies at home also with the same thing. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.